Tuesday, December 22nd, 2020, our opening call to praise and prayer. O God, open our lips.
And our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
We praise your name, O God.
Remember in our baptism. By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace and raises us with Christ Jesus to live in a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Morning hymn. O come, thou wisdom from on high,
and order all things far and nigh.
To us the path of knowledge show,
and cause us in her ways to go.
Rejoice, rejoice.
Emmanuel shall come to earth. Let love dispel all fear.
Morning prayer. The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Dawn from on high, your light illumines all our days. Awaken us to your visitations throughout this day. Be merciful in us for the sake of others. Make us fearless when confronting injustice and need, that we may give you glory in the power of the Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Luke 1:46-55. Mary said, with all my heart, I praise the Lord, and I am glad because of God my Savior. He cares for me, his humble servant. From now on, all people will say, God has blessed me. God all-powerful has done great things for me, and his name is holy. He always shows mercy to everyone who worships him. The Lord has used his powerful arm to scatter those who are proud. He drags strong rulers from their thrones and puts humble people in places of power. God gives the hungry good things to eat and sends the rich away with nothing. He helps his servant Israel and is always merciful to his people. The Lord made this promise to our ancestors, to Abraham and his family forever. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from God's Word from the book of Hebrews, chapter 8, verses 1 through 13. Now, the main point in what we are saying is this. We have such a high priest, one who is seated in the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister in the sanctuary and the tent that the Lord and not any mortal has set up. For every high priest is appointed to offer gifts and sacrifices. Hence, it is necessary for this priest also to have something to offer. Now, if he were on earth, he would not be a priest at all, since there are priests who offer gifts according to the law. They offer worship in a sanctuary that is a sketch and a shadow of the heavenly one. For Moses, when he was about to erect a tent, was warned, "See that you make everything according to the pattern that was shown you on the mountain." But Jesus has now obtained a more excellent ministry, and to that degree, he is the mediator of a better covenant, which has been enacted through the better promises. For if the first covenant had been faultless, there would have been no need to look for a second one. God finds fault with them when he says, "The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will establish a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not like the covenant that I made with their ancestors on the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. for they did not continue in my covenant. And so I had no concern for them, says the Lord. This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall not teach one another or say to each other, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will be merciful towards their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more. In speaking of a new covenant, he has made the first one obsolete. And what is obsolete and growing old will soon disappear. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God. Canticle of Zechariah. We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel, for you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what your holy prophets announced, deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Mercy among our ancestors and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham, to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God, our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us, to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Today's commemoration, John Newton. John Newton was born in London, England on July 24, 1725, and died in that same city on this day in 1807. He is best known for hymn writing, especially the widely known and much loved words to the hymn we know as Amazing Grace. Here was a person whose life was a strong witness to God's grace. His early life was spent at sea, including participation in the slave trade. During this time, he had several experiences which eventually led him to Christ. The book, The Imitation of Christ by Thomas Kempis, found on board a ship, was Newton's initial impetus to a changed way of life. Secondly, as recorded in his journal, his great deliverance came about as he experienced complete despair of survival during a storm at sea. His words, "Lord, have mercy on us," first were uttered at a time of crisis, and later, upon reflection, he considered God's grace was beginning to change his life. He met and became friends with both George Whitefield and John Wesley while living in Liverpool following his years at sea. His life continued to be led to Christ, and to further his education, Newton studied Latin, Greek, and Hebrew. He began a journey to ordain that included first being rejected by the Archbishop of York, but followed with success from a request made to the Bishop of Lincoln. During his ministry, he preached in Olney, where he met poet William Cowper. Together, Newton and Cowper held prayer meetings for which they set out to write a new hymn each week. This led to the publication of Olney Hymns, the first edition of which appeared in 1779. attributed to Newton are hundreds of hymns. Among them are the first five verses of Amazing Grace. The words "to glorious things of thee" are spoken. "How sweet the name of Jesus sounds, and one there is above all others." The words to each reflect both personal experience and biblical references. Newton's extensive journals not only record his association with John Wesley and others of the evangelical revival of the time, but also detail his earlier life experiences in the slave trade. His life is summarized at the beginning of an epitaph he composed for himself. "John Newton, clerk, once an infidel and libertine, a servant of slaves in Africa, was, by the rich mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, preserved, restored, pardoned, and appointed to preach the faith he had long labored to destroy."
Colic, John Newton. Holy Sophia, you have befriended us with John Newton, who, waiting patiently beside your doors, grew rich in the knowledge of your ways and found in you an intimate friend. So teach all your children your way and your truth, that finding you, we may find life. Amen.
Amen.
Our prayers for today. The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
Let's pray for recovery of sickness. O God, the strength of the weak and the comfort of sufferers, mercifully accept our prayers and grant to those we pray for this day the help of your power, that your sickness may be turned into health and our sorrow into joy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Prayers for a person in trouble or bereavement. O merciful Father, who has taught us in your own holy word that you do not willingly afflict or grieve the children of men, look with pity upon the sorrows of your servants for whom our prayers are offered. Remember them, O Lord, in mercy. Nourish their souls with patience. Comfort them with a sense of your goodness. Lift up your countenance upon them and give them peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Almighty God, who has promised to hear the petitions of those who ask in your Son's name, we beseech you mercifully to incline your ear to us, who have now made our prayers and supplications to you, and grant that those things which we have faithfully asked according to your will may effectively be obtained to the relief of our necessity and to the setting forth of your glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Our colic of the week. Purify our conscience, Almighty God, by your daily visitation, that your Son Jesus Christ, at his coming, may find in us a mansion prepared for himself, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
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 Our concluding prayer. Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Our blessing. Go forth into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the afflicted, honor everyone, love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.